Probably there were some, but I don't offhand remember any particular.
We know of a lady from Austria.
Well, I know, but
What about Lithuanians or Irishmen?
Oh, plenty Irish, yes, I forgot that, yeah. And some English.
Any Scots or French or...
Well, that was never discussed, what you are. Mm-hmm. We didn't care. If he's a pretty good boy, he was accepted, you know. And if he was a rat, nobody would pay attention to him.
Remember the Hola kids, too.
They were Germans.
They were directly from Germany.
Russians were Tremonis. I went to school to
You're
Russian.
Talking about people that actually came...
In contact, you know, that I...
I mean, that really have come from those... countries and
now made citizens, that's what you mean.
Did you know any
Cajuns? Later,
yeah,
after I was grown.
I want to ask you about names that you use for some different parts of the body. What would you call this part right up here?
Forehead or forehead?
And you say all of this that needs cutting is my...
Yeah.
Or if I was letting it grow out on my face, you'd say I was growing a...
Whiskers.
Anything else?
No.
Beard?
Growing a beard?
That's it.
These right here that you can barely see, that's my...
Yes. Oh, just a minute.
Well, what about all of this right here, you call that your...
Mouth?
And this is the back of
your... Yeah, head, neck. Back in neck.
And all this is your
neck.
Adam's apple, huh?
Have you ever heard that Adam's apple called anything else?
Oh, give me a hint.
You ever heard people call it the goozle?
No.
What do you call this flesh up above your teeth?
That gum.
And this right here is my
hand.
What about that part?
Palm. Fist? Oh yeah, I know that one.
What would you call the upper part?
Chest.
And these are your...
Shoulders.
What about this part of your leg right here?
Shin bone.
Have you ever heard any name for the part right here from about the back of your knee up to your seat?
No, hip. No, what do you call that? What's your hip?
Well, I was curious to know if you'd ever heard people refer to their haunches.
What?
Haunches, yeah.
That is when he was sitting in that position, he was on his haunches. Not standing up, though.
I see.
That's the way I would express that, if he's in that position, that he was on his haunches.
I see.
Not sitting, but halfway down.
Well, how would you describe a man who's very muscular? Can lift heavy weights? You'd say he's very...
Muscular, strong.
Have you ever heard anybody use the word stout to mean that? He's a real stout fellow.
Well, yes, but then I would use that for a man that's heavy, in other words, and not strength. I would use heavy when you said stout.
In this cold, we say give us a short stout.
Goodbye.
If you were to use the word common about a person, say so-and-so just as common as he can be, what would you mean by that?
Well, common expression would be a lowbrow.
Person who hasn't had good
and
breeding.
Advantages. That's the way I would classify, which is not a nice way to be in life, but...
Well, what about, say, a person who's in his 90s, but can still...
Overdue.
But say he can still get around pretty well.
Very active for his age.
Very active.
Active.
Or say if...